It's very nice to welcome all of you to our exercise today for establishing the point in the center of our head, as well as our higher mind, and then the merging of the two. Let us begin by, first of all, establishing that place in the center of our heads. You would simply put your hands on your temple and draw an imaginary line from one side of your temple to the other, going through the middle of your head. And then simply rotating your fingers 90 degrees over your eyebrows, nose, and the back of your head, and then drawing another intersecting line to the first one. And where those two lines intersect, that is the center of your head. And would you notice it not as a geographical, physiological point, but as a place of consciousness? When your eyes are gently closed, you begin to realize that there is a space within you in which you're very conscious. It's the beginning of the inner you, the center of your head. Would you just take a moment to locate that place, and then let me suggest to you two characteristics. In the center of your head, there are two characteristics. The first one is, it is the place in which you are free. When you are in the center of your head, you just know that, well, you're free. There is no one yanking your chain, no one making you do anything. There's no one to blame, you're responsible. You're simply free. Freedom is part of the fourth dimension. And you realize that you have free will. It's clearly established in the center of your head. Just notice that. You are free. You're simply free to do whatever you desire. There is a second quality in the center of your head. It's also an observational point. It's a place from which you can see what's going on. You can see the world. You do not automatically react to what's going on, but you see it. And you can weigh your response. Just observe the center of your head as an observational point where you see what's occurring. It's that simple ability of yours to step back and observe, much in the way that Eckhart Tolle talked about your observer self, not reacting to what's occurring, but stepping back, observing. would you simply notice, therefore, that the center of your head is an observational place in which you are free to decide how you will respond to the everyday world. But the center of your head is also a bridge. It is a stairway to the higher mind. It is a stairway to the higher mind. The higher mind is located again about an inch above the center of your head, and then an inch and a half moving backwards. Locate that point, and then I'll help you to become familiar with it. The higher mind is a place where you ponder. It's a place where you can be curious. What if this? What if that? It's not simply related to the everyday world, but it can be. But it also addresses the larger questions of life, such as, how did we get on the planet? How did we get here on this third rock from the sun? Is there really evil in the world? Or is it something that we concocted for ourselves? Do you reincarnate? Or is it that you never really die? Or is death all there is? You can see the bigger questions. It's very curious to be in the higher mind. It's a little bigger than simply the center of your head. Just take any one of those questions, maybe something like even, how are you supposed to live here on the planet? And just notice how much broader the higher mind is. Let's go back down to the center of your head. Again, an inch and a half forward, an inch below. Ah, here I am again. I'm now and again in the center of my head. I kind of left those bigger questions, and here I am in my observation and in my freedom. And yet somehow those bigger questions kind of have stayed with me. Let's go back up. An inch up, inch and a half back. Let's take a moment to get there. And in the higher mind is a place of universal principles, of universal values. It's the bigger you. It's much bigger than the center of your head. For example, in the higher mind, a universal principle very simply would be the law of allowing. You must allow every conscious being to fully develop and expand on their own. Every conscious being, every soul, has their own direction. It's a universal law. Another law would be the law of attraction. Whatever you put your attention on, that's what comes. It's a universal law that applies everywhere. It also is a place of universal values, such as oneness. Whereas in the center of your head, it's about you. In the higher mind, it's about everyone. In the higher mind, love, kindness, gentleness, and yet intelligence and creativity. These are the values that one aspires to. And yet, would you notice that this bigger you includes you? It's beginning to stretch you. It's beginning to expand you. Just notice this. Let's now go back to the center of the head. Inch and a half forward, an inch down. Did you notice it took a little more effort to be in the center of your head now? It's like the higher mind is coming down with you. Did you notice that? It's like the little you, the personality self in the center of your head, is beginning to get expanded by the higher mind, the bigger, more universal you. Notice that. Let's now go back up again. Inch up, inch and a half back. Did you notice how much easier it was able to find the higher mind? You got there rather quickly. And the higher mind, which is much more expansive, in the higher mind, you are also aligned with the Creator. The higher mind is connected to the God mind, the God spirit. The higher mind, Course in Miracles language, is the part of you that has not left your source. And would you notice the feeling that this alignment is beginning to cause in you? There's a real feeling of expansion. Let's go back down the staircase to the center of your head. And now in the center of your head, do you not feel the expansion? You're bigger. The higher mind is expanding the center of your head. They're beginning to merge. Let's go back up the staircase. Did you notice how quickly you ascended? It's like the higher mind is becoming more familiar to you. It's where you want to go. It's more you. And would you know the higher mind as a larger observational point? It's more than just you in the world. But notice the vastness that would include the planet, the solar system, the stars, the galaxy, the universe. And yet, would you notice that the vastness of space is felt within the vastness of the higher mind? There's a vastness to the higher mind. Would you own this vastness? Own this space? Perhaps you're beginning to feel an energy moving through you right at this moment. You are very big. You are ascending. Let us go down the staircase again to the center of your head. And as you do so, are you not experiencing the merging, the higher mind encompassing the center of your head? The higher mind subsuming the center of your head in one consciousness. Notice this merging. One last time now, let us go back to the higher mind. Or maybe now you said, I didn't leave it anymore. Here I am. And would you just say to yourself, this is me. This is me. And again, say this to yourself. This is me. I'm consciously here. and consciously here. And would you simply realize that this consciousness that you're presently in can become your all-the-time consciousness? Using the center of the head to guide you in the world, and even when your eyes are opened, knowing that the center of the head and your body are simply the vehicles of your conscious self. And would you just say to yourself that I am quite capable of making this presence in which I now am my all the time presence. Because it is who you are. And would you now bring that who you are consciously into the center of your head again? The center of the head will connect you with your everyday world. But did you notice you didn't change the consciousness you're in? You're ready. And in a moment, when I ask you to gently breathe your eyes open, your consciousness again will not change. You are the consciousness of the higher mind, aligned with the divine, strong, smart, loving, kind. You are ascending. Let me now ask that you gently, happily, while maintaining your conscious presence, gently breathe your eyes open and allow the goodness of your soul to shine through.